Saraim Tovim. Good afternoon, everybody. Sorry about the mix-up in the time, but I appreciate it making it happen. So as follows. Yesterday we started a little bit of a hakdama to the halachot of Pat Akum. We spoke about Bishul Akum. Today, before we get any deeper into the sugya, I want to share with you, just like we did by Bishul Akum, we used a few terms. So there's a few terms that are going to keep coming up. So it's important to know what these terms mean and how we can apply them in order to know the halacha al buria. So first of all, there's something that's called Pat Yisrael. Pat Yisrael, right? You see that on a lot of products today. Pat or Pas Yisrael. I actually once walked by a store and it said Pas Yisrael, Pe Samach Yisrael. So, which means literally transmit Jewish stripe or whatever. But anyway, at least they tried, you know? Anyway, Mikol Makom, Pat Yisrael, best case scenario, a Jew does the baking, Metsuyan. Just like Bishul Yisrael, ah, great. Then you have, let's go to the other extreme, which is Pat Akum. Pat Akum is Asur. Now, Pat Akum can be divided into two kinds of categories. We're going to see in a moment that the Chachamim were also concerned about Pat Akum because of Chitun. Maza Chitun, you remember we spoke about this?
Like Chatunah.
Intermarriage. The Chachamim were afraid, yeah? Somebody bakes something good, it's going to lead to mingling and then to assimilation, Chas V'Shalom, and all sorts of terrible zafim. Pat Akum can be separated into two different categories. Pat Ba'alabait and Pat Paltir. Pat Ba'alabait means a private goy, not working in a commercial setting, just a private goy making a Jew a baked good. Over there, that is Asur Min Hadin. That's something that's Asur Min Hadin. Then you have something that's called not Pat Ba'alabait, Pat Paltir. Paltir means In Aramaic, it refers to a baker. What does that mean? That a baker didn't necessarily bake it for the Jew. He baked it to be sold commercially. So over there, as we're going to see, that is not asur. Pat paltir. Baker's pat, bread, paltir. Pe lametet resh. It means a baker. Baker's bread. So now, listen very carefully to the words I'm using. Pat Paltir is not asur. Okay, I'm not telling you mutar, I'm not telling you mitzvah. I'm using the words very carefully because we're going to see from Maran one of the most mysterious languages of the entire Shulchan Aruch, where Maran purposely leaves some halachot vague and up in the air. Wasn't machlit le'isur as he was by Bishul Akum, is by Pat Akum. And I'm going to explain to you why that is, and I'm going to prove it to you also. But slowly but surely. Let's get our feet wet with the first halacha in Shulchan Aruch of Pat Akum. Kuf Yud Bet in Yoreh De'ah says, Asru Chachamim le'echol pat shel amamin of the kochavim. The Chachamim said it's asur to eat bread from any goyim. Mishum chatnut. Now, in order for it to be asur, obviously what kind of bread is Maran talking about? All the Mefarshim point out. What kind of bread? Balabait. Balabait mamash. That's the only time there's isur gamur is by balabait. Which means, let's say you have a neighbor, goy, he likes you. And the neighbor comes over and he says, listen, I just bought a brand new oven, no need to kasher, I brought all kosher ingredients and whatever, and I made you this bread, I made you this challah for Shabbat. That bread is isur gamur to eat. In shum heter ba'olam, there's nothing that can be done. Not only that, you're not allowed to give it to a goy either. Why not allowed to give it to a goy? We're going to see later. Because we're afraid that the goy is then going to sell it to another Jew. Asur, you have to dispose of it. That, even though everything's kosher. We found a similar idea by Bishul Akum. Bishul Akum also can be done, can be made using all kosher ingredients, but the fact that the goy cooked it, that causes the Gzirat Chachamim to come in. Same thing with Pat. Now he says, Velo asru ela pat shel chameshet mine dagan. This only applies to bread. Now this is not only bread. Bread refers to any baked good. Why does it refer to any baked good? What do we call other baked goods in halacha? Pat haba'a bekisanin. Right? Other baked goods that you make over there, you're making, even though you're making mizanot on it, but there is an element of pat still attached to it. Hence, all of these halachot, if it's made out of the five grains, which is chita, se'ora, husemet, shifon, shibonet shu'al, wheat, barley, oat, spelt, rye, if you make bread or any other baked good out of it, it's subject to the laws of pat akum. Tov. Aval, pat shel kitnit, v'shel orez, v'dochan, eno bichlal pat stam. He says, today especially, it happened then also, but today people are very healthy. So a lot of people don't eat grain products. So what do they have? They have rice bread and all sorts of almond bread and almond. They make all sorts of stuff like that, even though it might be called bread or baked goods or stuff like that. It's not assumed mechamat pat akum. Only product of the five grains, zil.
What's sourdough?
You can make sourdough from wheat. Sourdough is not a grain. Sourdough is a process by which they prepare the dough. So sourdough can be made out of wheat, can be made out of spelt. So in general, yes, it is product of the five grains. You have to be very careful. Yeah.
Wouldn't there be an issue for like rice bread because you don't have the heter that was bishul akum?
Oh, so it's not pat because it's not one of the five grains. What about bishul akum? Let's say you have rice bread. Is it bishul akum? Also not. Why? Says the Rama. Listen to the Rama. וגם אינו אסור משום בישולי עובדי כוכבים, thank you, אם אינו עולה על שולחן מלאכים. Rice bread is not something that is usually served at presidential, it's not, it's something, considered something cheap. So like we said, the prerequisites of having the איסור בישול עקום last time, what do we say? Has to be עולה על שולחן מלאכים. Has to be something that's not נאכל כמו שהוא חי. ברוך אתה אדוני, אלוהינו מלך העולם שהכל נהיה בדברו. Filtered, right? No. Everything's filtered here?
No.
Okay. Anyway, by the way, it happens to be a machloket. New York City Water. This is another shear. New York City Water has copepods in them.
The who?
Copepods. Insects.
Oh.
Yeah. So, that being said, whether or not those insects are mutar or asur for consumption is a big subject of debate among poskei zmanenu. You can see them. I can see them. Yeah, straight up. I can show you how to see them also. You need a clear cup.
Yeah.
You have to wait for the sediment in the water to settle, and you can see them. But anyway, it's a big machloket. Yesh osrim, yesh matirim. Many poskim are machmir. Rav David Feinstein, alav hashalom, was very machmir. So. Yes, Rebelski was matir. And it's actually a machloket between Rebelski and Rav David Feinstein about what Rav Moshe actually held. It's a very interesting machloket. Rav David was a son and Talmud of Rav Moshe, and Rav Belsky was also a Talmud of Rav Moshe, so they argue about what Rav Moshe actually held. They both wrote about it. Very interesting sugya. So wherever possible, if you can, in New York City, it doesn't apply outside of the five boroughs. Outside of the five boroughs, the water source is a little bit different. So Nassau County and stuff like that, you're okay. But New York City, where we get from reservoirs a little bit further upstate, we have these issues of copepods in New York City water. So, yesh vayesh. I'm not being posik leisur lachmir. I personally am machmir because it's easy enough.
Are we in New York City?
Queens. Yeah. Now, New York City is the five boroughs. Now, listen carefully. The very next sa'if in Shulchan Aruch, Maran speaks about. So far we spoke about the isur of patva al habayit. Doesn't now watch. Says Maran, yesh. Listen to the language because Maran leaves it open ended. Yesh mekomot shemekilim badavar. Some places have a minhag la'akel velokhin pat minachtom aoved kochavim b'makom she'en sham nachtom Yisrael mipenei shehi she'at adachak. He says, and they allow purchasing bread from non-Jewish bakers. Now again, you have to be very careful. In the olden times, even non-Jewish bakers, when they made bread, there wasn't a lot of ingredients going on. There was flour, water, salt, maybe a little oil, yeast, sourdough, shalom. We're talking about where there's no kashrut concerns, obviously. Today, forget about when you buy from a non-Jewish baker, forget about pat akum issues. You could be dealing with actual non-kosher ingredient issues. That's a different story. We're talking about back in the day, you ever see Arabs selling bread in the shuk, pita and lafas and stuff like that? That's what the poskim are talking about. Very primitive bread. There's nothing in there. It's a pita. You know, there's flour, water, salt, zeh shalom. There's nothing else. That's what we're talking about. So he says, there are those who are mekel to buy from such non-Jewish bakers in a place where Pat Yisrael is not available because of Shat HaDafa. You can't just tell a person, okay, there's no Jewish bakers, no bread. Bread is a very important staple. You know, it's not something to be scoffed at. The Torah says, Kilo al lechem levado yechiya adam. A person has to eat bread, part of a balanced diet, not too much. It's not so healthy. And there's also healthier types of bread. That's a different story altogether. But at least Shabbatot, Yamim Tovim, Pat Shacharit. Yeah, the Gemara says, a person eats Pat Shacharit, it wards off 84 machalot. Very important. If a person can't have bread for breakfast, so at least some sort of patababa kisinim, something else you make a mezonot on, like a matzah or a baked good. Cereal is, it's not pat. Huh? Cheerios is not subject, even if you're makpid on pat Israel, Cheerios is not a problem. Cheerios is not considered pat, it doesn't have tzurat pat. So even though you make al mechia, but it doesn't have tzurat pat. Huh? No, I mean, intermittent fasting, that I don't know how healthy it is, but it's certainly proven to help lose weight. That's why people do it. I haven't read too much on the scientifics of intermittent fasting in terms of health. I'm sure there's health benefits, but the reason why most people do it is because it's a very quick and efficient way to lose weight. So, I mean, but you still, at some point, you know, the Gemara says, when did they eat? Sha'ashishit. They ate an hour before Chatzot. So they intermittently fasted also, and they had Pat Shacharit, but just a little bit later. The idea is whatever time your breakfast is, you should try to be makpit, to have either bread or some sort of mezonot, because it's the Gemara. It's Gemara Masechet Metziah. Kufiyut Gimel. The Gemara says it wards off a lot of machalot. It's very healthy for the body. Mikol makom. If you don't have it, you don't say, oh, there's no Jewish bakers. Akol asur. No, you have to let. It's considered Shat Adachak, and Maran doesn't say mutar, he says yesh mekomot shenoagim leakel. Now, the Rama adds in something that actually the Bet Yosef brings down b'shem kama poskim. The Bet Yosef said, what do these places have in minhag to eat this bread when no Jewish bread is available? The Rama adds in v'yesh omrim de'afilu b'makom shepat Yisrael matzui shari. Some say it's not only mutar where there's no Jewish bread available. Some say it's mutar, even when Jewish bread is available, you can still have pat palter. Now, says Maran, he adds in, don't get any bright ideas. Aval pat shel ba'ale batim, en sham mi shemore ba'lehakev. Sheikar ha'gzera mishum chatnut, v'im yochal pat ba'ale batim, yavo lis'od etzlam. Which means that even this heter, even this minhag le'akev that some communities had, that only applies to bread of a palter. But bread of Baal HaBayit, what's the halacha, even if there's no Jewish bread available? And the only bread you have available is from a private citizen goy. Ma halacha? Asur. Al tochal. Don't eat bread. What are you going to do? Because that's Isur Gamur. Maran says the only makom shenoagim leakel is only by a palter. Now,
you can't have it within, or you can't have it
closed. At all, it's asur.
Take it and have it, eat it privately?
If a goy cooks you something, bishul akum, can you take it home and have it there? I'm asking you a question. We're still what's the issue over here? What's the issue of pat ba'ale batim? What's the chashash? If you start eating that stuff, the chachamim are concerned that that's going to lead to...
But isn't it eating it with them, no? Having a social scene with them?
No. Mamash no. I'm asking you a question. Bishul akum is the same thing. Can I take bishul akum to go? Alach, nachon? Same idea. We hold la alacha that bishul akum is asur also because of chatnut, nachon? Zeh, pat akum, pat ba'ale batim is the same thing as bishul akum. What are you asking?
But I'm saying, is this only if he makes it for you? Meaning if I just go over to the bread and I need some bread and I buy that off and he already has it.
That's mutar. It has to be that he made it for you. The next Shulchan Aruch actually says, watch this. Yesh mi she'omer she'im palter izmin Yisrael hare pito kefat ba'al habayit. Let's say I have a non-Jewish baker. He has a bakery. La halacha, Maran says, at least in the places where there's such a minhag, the bread in the bakery, in the non-Jewish bakery, what's the halacha? Mutar, meikar adin. What happens if the baker, after hours, during hours, he has a neighbor who's a Jew? He says, listen, not that he brings him leftover from the bakery. That's mutar. If he says he's mean. Which means, he says, I made this for you. Even though he's a baker, what's the halacha?
Sir.
Why? Because that now becomes, he's now not considered to be a baker anymore. Now he's considered to be
private.
Now, interestingly enough, Agaon Kaf HaChaim, by the way, in terms of the Poskei Sfarad, I'll give you two. Whenever you learn Yoreh De'ah, two of the biggest resources when you learn Yoreh De'ah is Kaf HaChaim and Zivchei Tzedek. When you learn Yoreh De'ah, has all sorts of pirushim, brings down all the poskim. It's an unreal and unbelievable resource to learn the Kaf HaChaim and Zivchei Tzedek. Kaf HaChaim, Rabbeinu Yaakov Chaim Sofer, one of the Talmidim of the Ben Yishchai, who was the Zivchei Tzedek, Rabotai?
Chama Abdafia.
No. Chama Abdullah Somech. Chama Abdullah Somech, the Rebbe and the brother-in-law of the Ben Yishchai. He was the Av Bedin in Bavel, in Baghdad. He's a Gaon Atzum. So, Chacham Abdullah Avraham Yosef Somech. That was his name. Anyway, Bekitzur, I know a friend of mine, actually. His name is Ovadia. Abdullah is Arabic for Ovadia. So his name is Ovadia Somech. So, first time I met him, I said, that's a very very interesting name you got there. That's, you know, it's pretty unique. And he says, I know. He says, I'm a seventh generation Ben Achar Ben from the Zivchei Tzedek. Number seven. Very interesting. I said, give me a bracha. He says, zechut avod. Now, anyway, Bekitzur, he's a regular, he's a yeshiva guy. He doesn't look like an Abdullah, you know what I'm saying? But Mikol Makom Rabotai, listen carefully. The Kaf HaChaim brings down, although Maran seems to say that the only time to be mekel, to eat pat palter, is when Jewish bread is not available. Okay? You know any Jewish community where Jewish bread wasn't available, even back in the day? Usually was available. But he brings down that the minhag, b'shem kama poskim, Rav Knesset Gdola, Maran HaChaviv, Rabbeinu Chaim Ben Yisrael Ben Benisti. Yeah? One of the two generations after Maran. Knesset Gdola. He was the Av Bedin in Kushta. You know what Kushta is? Well, it used to be called Constantinople, but then they changed the name to Istanbul. It's the capital of Turkey. A huge Jewish community over there, he says. The Jewish community in Kushta, over there they had the minhag, even though there was Jewish bread, to eat pat palter. Zivchei Tzedek, who's the Av Bedin in Baghdad, he says the minhag in Baghdad was to eat pat palter, to eat non-Jewish bread. Even though, seems ktsat keneged Maran, even though there was Jewish bread available. What's the reason? They say Nusvara. Both the Knesset Gdola and the Zivchei Tzedek that the Kaf HaChaim brings down, they say Nusvara. When does Maran mean that you can only eat pat palter when there's not Jewish bread available? There has to be enough Jewish bread available to feed everybody in the city. In those times, there was Jewish bread available, but not so plentiful. It wouldn't be enough for the whole Jewish community, Anashim Nashim Mataf. And therefore what? We revert back to what? To what Maran said, that there's a legitimate minhag to eat pat palter, where there's not only not, but according to what they're explaining, not enough Jewish bread available. Now, today, I don't know how much that's the case, because there's so many Pat Israel companies of bread, baked goods, you know, you can feed everybody in New York, all the Jews in New York, 10 times over with the amount that they have today. So I don't know how much that svara would hold today. Today, Baruch Hashem, there's shefa of everything. But still, nevertheless, since Maran doesn't shut down, he doesn't say that it's asur, and there is, like I told you before, Bet Yosef brings down that even when Jewish bread is available, there's such a minhag le'akel, you can't say it's asur. And that's why the minhag, in many places today, you see many places, both among Sfaradim and Ashkenazim, that they're mekin, they're not makpid to get davka pat Yisrael. You see many times they'll get pat palter, whether it's snacks, pretzels and stuff like that, or bread, Wonder Bread, Arnold's, all these guys, what are they? That's pat palter. And yet, there's ashgaha on them. Why? Now, I'm not talking about the yashan aspect. Put that aside for a second. That's going to be another shiur where we're going to explore why it's a little bit silly, or why maybe it's silly, to be super makpid on Pat Israel and not makpid on Kemach Yashan, which is We're going to see why that's silly, but we'll talk about that. Who wants to ask something? Yeah, you're set. So, mikol makom, since Maran didn't actually shut it down, the halacha is that meikar adin, if a person wants to be mekel, yesh no ma leakel. That's, and it's not only for bread, like we said, it's for snacks also. If a person wants to be mekel, harashut biado. Even, especially, because there's not every patisserie product is available, not every patpaltel product is available in patisserie. Most are, most, but not all.
What do you mean?
All sorts of snacks, all sorts of...
Oh, sorry, kind of food. Sorry, misunderstood.
Yes, not... Most are. You have patisserie and almost everything, but not mamash everything. So over there, la'alakha, if a person wants to be mekel, harashut biyado. Next time, Bezat Hashem, we'll start speaking about what happens on Seudot Shabbat. Is there more of a reason to be makpid about these things on Shabbatot v'yamim tovim over Yom Chol? What happens if you're usually makpid, but you're stuck on Shabbat v'yamim tovim with pat palter? What happens if you're eating with somebody that is not makpid, and you're eating with him and that's all he has? Are you allowed to eat from his? Bezat Hashem, this and more we'll speak about next time. So tomorrow I think we meet in the afternoon once again, Bezat Hashem. Kol Tov, Yom Tov, Hatzlacha Rabba.